Figuring out the best place to donate items you no longer need. Maybe your New Year's resolution was to clean out a closet or two, or even tackle the attic. Perhaps someone in your family has passed away and you'd like to find a loving home for their furniture. Or maybe you're at a point in your life where you've decided to downsize. There are all sorts of reasons we find ourselves with perfectly good items we don't need anymore. And we're well aware that there are others who could use them. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, we'll help you learn about some of the organizations around the state that look for specific kinds of donations. And we want to hear from you. Do you know about a nonprofit in your corner of Maine that distributes something special? Maine Calling is next, but first, this news update. From the Maine Public Radio studios, I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. The new year means starting fresh, and for many people, that includes clearing some extra things out of your house. For others, it might mean moving to a smaller place or going through major life changes. All of this also means giving items away, from clothing to furniture. There are plenty of organizations around Maine that are ready to accept these donations, and we are going to look into who takes what and what happens to those items after you've donated them. We're also asking you to call in and tell us about organizations around Maine who are looking for donations of specific items. We look at this program today as a resource for everybody in Maine who has something that they would like to donate and wants to find a good home for that item. With me in the studio today, Trendy Stanchfield. She's with Goodwill Industries of Northern New England, where she's the Senior Director of Mission Investment and Communication. Jen McAdoo is here. She's Executive Director of Furniture Friends. And Troy Pattison is a downsizing expert with Simply Sized Home. As always, we want to hear from you. Do you have questions about donating certain kinds of household goods? Or are you an organization that collects donations? Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. You can send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org, tweet at Maine Calling, or post to the Maine Calling Facebook page. And especially today, post to the Maine Calling Facebook page, because we're hoping that organizations throughout the state will do so today. Troy, you work all the time with people who have items to give away. How important is it for the people you work with, the people who are downsizing, to find something meaningful to do with their items, their furniture, their clothing, some of the other things in their homes?
Oh, I think it's very meaningful, and that's what we strive to do, is find a useful second life for things that people no longer need or want, so we can direct them towards wonderful organizations like Furniture Friends and Goodwill. We work with a whole plethora of organizations, and it really takes the edge off the move that we're trying to help people transition through, where they know that their items that they no longer need or want are going to be used purposely by someone else.
I'm sure that many things have a sentimental value to people.
Very, very much so. And, you know, that's one of the biggest hurdles that we try to get over with our clients. And sometimes we have to put on sort of our counseling hat to walk them through that stage of separation anxiety that they may be having. And once we reassure them that we'll do our best to find their most cherished possessions, even though it might seem like an inconsequential piece to me, it could mean the world to them. But once we reassure them, you can kind of see the fear or the tension wash out of them, and their grip that they have on that possession lightens up a little bit once they know that it may be enjoyed by somebody else.
Okay. Trendy, I think Goodwill is probably the largest collector of donations of household items in northern New England, but you don't take everything. So talk to me about what Goodwill will take, what Goodwill does not take, and sort of what the philosophy behind what you're looking for in donations is.
Sure. The items that we typically have a hard time taking are things that are very large. They could put our staff at risk for injury, take up a lot of space, and maybe aren't in high demand, so that it interrupts the flow of donations for the sales floor. And things that maybe in the end cost us actual dollars to recycle or to get rid of. So we try to stay away from things that you know, are hazardous hazardous materials, paints, chemicals, things of that nature are really large items that just it's just hard to move around.
And what is done with the donated items? I mean, obviously, many end up in the store, but not all, right?
Right, right. So the stores have a 5-week life cycle. So things come in, they're put onto the floor and priced. If they don't sell within those 5 weeks, they go back to one of our recycling centers in either Gorham or in Hudson, New Hampshire, and they go through a cycle there. So we have an outlet, a by-the-pound outlet, where things are sold by their weight and or direct price if they're large and heavy. And so people get another chance at getting another great deal, but also that that item gets another chance at a life. And then it goes into our recycling stream. So it can be sold for plastic or coppers. And so we look at the material they're made of, and we have buyers from around the world that we sell by the pound, essentially, or by the ton, if you will, to, again, get every value out of that particular item that we can.
I learned something that I didn't know. Recently, we did a show on recycling, and one of our guests said, never, ever, ever throw in the trash anything that's made of fabric, clothing, sheets, things like that. And I had always thought, before I gave clothing items to Goodwill, I was going to make sure they weren't torn, they weren't stained, they didn't have buttons missing, because I didn't think someone would want to buy that.
Sure.
So which is right? If I have a perfectly nice shirt, but it has a big ink stain on the front, do you want it?
We do want it. We have folks who repurpose fabrics into insulation, crafters, quilt makers, things of that nature. White T-shirts. So everybody thinks of, ugh, nobody wants my grubby stained white T-shirt. We actually have a line of business that we sell in our stores called Good Wipes. And we hire folks, and they cut these cloths. They're 100% cotton. And people need that. It's sometimes in garages, jewelry making. They need 100% cotton material. So we, again, we squeeze every amount of value out of these donations. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's missing a button or a stain that we can't put it to use.
Interesting. I want to turn now to you, Jen. I only recently learned about Furniture Friends, and I know the organization's fairly young, but growing really quickly, because you really are fulfilling an important mission in a niche. Tell me about Furniture Friends and what you do.
So Furniture Friends is a Portland-based organization that collects donated furniture and distributes it to people in need throughout the greater Portland area. And we serve clients who are financially disadvantaged, people who lack the resources to be able to purchase furniture on their own, people who have struggled with homelessness, maybe disabled veterans, people with physical and mental disabilities. And then a large segment of our client population are immigrants who are new to the Portland area. And so we collect perhaps your unwanted, unneeded sofa and turn it right around and deliver it to somebody in need in our community. And I've been involved with Furniture Friends for about 3 years now. And we're blessed to live in a fairly affluent area. But in doing this work, I've been surprised to learn the level of need that exists in our community. So it's a great opportunity to do good with good stuff.
Right. And Goodwill, for example, does not accept something like a couch. It's too large and anything. And I know that it's difficult to find somewhere to send. Do you take mattresses?
We do take mattresses. We ask that the items that are donated to us are gently used. So we're not the stop before the landfill.
Right.
So we'll take mattresses if they're not stained or in disrepair. Same with basically all the other household items that we accept.
Uh-huh. You said greater Portland area. Right now, what is the footprint of Furniture Friends? Where will you go and pick something up?
We're serving clients in Portland and abutting communities. Our donation area is a little bit larger than that, so we might go to Falmouth or Freeport, as far as Kennebunk. We have a nice and growing relationship with a lot of area hotels and motels, and when they redecorate a room or repurpose furniture, they'll call us. So it might be worth our while to go to Kennebunk to get a load of 20 mattresses from a hotel that's about to upgrade their furniture.
Yeah, it's such a great service. I remember as a young reporter being in an apartment of a newly arrived Somali family, and there was no furniture. I remember being astonished that the children were sitting on the floor doing their homework on the floor, and that now there's a place to connect people who may have something to donate with families like that is boy, what a need there is.
There certainly is, and that's another thing that I think we take for granted, that as Americans, we're both blessed and cursed with a lot of stuff. And so when we no longer need it or want it, what do we do with it? And I think here in Maine, we have a pretty good environmental ethic where people want to use things up before we throw them out. So for Troy and businesses like Goodwill, how do we give things a second life when they're not ready to go to the dump? And so organizations like Furniture Friends can connect those donations with people who greatly benefit from them. And I think one of the other things is we take for granted, you know, what a kitchen table means to our daily lives, to be able to gather around a table to eat dinner together or a place to do homework from. And there are a lot of families that go without.
If you'd like to join the conversation, our phone number 1-800-399-3566. Our email address talk@mainepublic.org, tweet at Maine Calling, or post to our Facebook page. Troy, what is the strangest thing you've ever had to find a new home for?
I'd say probably the most alarming thing, and this isn't really a donation, but we have come across a machine gun under a bed. That's not really a donated item, but we did find an appropriate home for that.
I did see on Goodwill's list that you don't accept weapons.
We knew where to place that. But we've come – some of the nicer things we've had the chance to donate are wigs, for instance, that go to chemo or cancer patients going through that kind of process.
So if you have a wig, where do you donate that?
We would find an appropriate hospital. I don't have a run on the tip of my tongue a contact, but we could take it home with us and do some research and find out the best place for that to go. Other unique things, we work with an organization in South Portland, Partners for World Health. They take recycled or they will recycle gently used medical equipment, walkers, braces, canes of all different sorts. So that's a rewarding place to take things and again, makes our clients feel like they're doing a bit of good, which they certainly are. So other strange but unusual things aren't – pianos are can be challenging, but we've always found good homes for those. That's not a really an unusual piece, but it can be kind of a burdensome piece just due to the sheer size of it. And as Trendy said, that isn't a particularly wanted item at Goodwill, but we will find a home for it.
And, here at Maine Public, every year we have a donation drive for – used instruments that get donated to children who are in middle school and high school bands around the state. So there are plenty of places. We want to hear about the place that you have. What do you want people to know about in your community? I want to ask you, Jen, are there any plans to expand Furniture Friends to Lewiston or Bangor? Or?
We get that question asked of us a lot. And right now we're trying to stay ahead of the wave of need that exists here in Portland. Furniture Friends has experienced a lot of change and growth over the past year, and so it's hard to say what the future holds, but right now we're going to stick with focusing our operations in Greater Portland.
All right. And I want to ask you, Trendy, what do you think is the biggest misconception of Goodwill? What do you want people to know about what happens, what your organization does, and what happens with their stuff?
I think there's this misconception that we are this for-profit large company that is really in it just for the money. There's these letters that get circulated via email and around Christmas time, around gift giving time and solicitation that, you know, we're run by a gentleman by the name of Mark Curran, and he makes millions of dollars, and all of the funds that that we raise in the stores go to pay for his Lamborghini and his extravagant lifestyle. And the reality is we're a three-state organization run by a board of directors here out of Portland, and we are a 501c3, and Ann Roosevelt is our CEO and has been. And so there's old wives' tales or legends that sort of have hung on that, you know, somebody somewhere put something in people's heads and it just hasn't broken. So the biggest part of my job is trying to inform people that we're more than just a store, you know, that everything, when you make a donation and you purchase something in our store, those funds go back to putting people to work, whether it's jobs within our store or within our residential programs or our healthcare businesses. You know, we have a three-state organization that serves 43,000 people last year, helping people find and keep jobs. So it's important work. It's quiet work, but it's really good work, and we're proud of it. And I think that's what we just try to retail in our banner. We're proud of it, and it's a great reputation to have.
I do want to focus the program today on donations and where our listeners can give donations, but I want to ask you a question about shopping. Years ago, I found some terrific umbrellas at a Goodwill store, and I told a friend about that. I said, they have the cutest umbrellas at our local Goodwill right now, and they're only $5 each. And someone said, well, you shouldn't be buying umbrellas at Goodwill, implying that I was getting this bargain in lieu of somebody more deserving of that bargain. And so I want you to clear up for those who feel as though Goodwill is available and meant for one type of person. Who would you like to see shopping at Goodwill?
Everybody. And I would tell you that's who our shoppers are. They are people who want to give items a second chance. They're concerned about the world and the environment they live. They might financially need the price point, and so they choose that route. They are people who grew up in a certain era and believe that all value should be extracted out of items and everything in between. We see a lot of different people, which is why we try to have a little bit of everything. You'll notice we have new goods and things in the store so that there are certain items people do not want to wear donated or to utilize donated. And so we've brought in those items in so that they can enjoy a lower price point while they're looking for those other things that they want to. So things like umbrellas, absolutely. We want you coming to buy your umbrellas here.
All right. Well, on that note, we are going to go to a break. We indeed want to hear from you. We want to hear about the organizations that you want other people to know about that accept donations. But also, if you have questions that you'd like to place out to our guests or to our audience, please call in 1-800-399-3566. This is Maine Calling.
You make Maine Calling possible, as do CMMC Urgent Care. Quick care for minor illnesses and injuries, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, 593 Center Street, Auburn. And the Lunder Foundation, founding partner of Maine Public Radio and Maine Public Classical.
On Friday, Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States. He'll take the oath, and NPR News will be there, carrying his inaugural address live to the nation and also following the parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Steve Inskeep. Join Audie Cornish and me for all the festivities. Special coverage of Inauguration Day from NPR News.
And that coverage gets underway Friday morning starting at 10 and will run until 4. Perhaps you've been on the fence on what to do with that old car of yours. Well, sure, it's been dependable, and it's been with you for some time, but what to do? Well, we have a suggestion. Public radio is also dependable, and it's probably been with you for some time as well. Why not donate your old car to public radio? We'll come pick it up. The proceeds will be used to help support your public radio service in the year ahead, and you'll even get a tax deduction. For more information, visit mainepublic.org and click on the red donate button at the top right-hand side of the page. And thanks.
Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on the program, we're learning about where and how to donate items you no longer need. With me in the studio, Jen McAdoo, who's Executive Director of Furniture Friends. Troy Pattison is a downsizing expert with Simply Sized Home. And Trendy Stanchfield, Senior Director of Mission Investment and Communication with Goodwill Industries of Northern New England. We invite you to join the conversation. Our number, 1-800-399-3566. Email address talk@mainepublic.org. You can tweet at Maine Calling or post to our Facebook page. Joining us on the line now is Bill Moriarty. He is with the Salvation Army of Northern New England, where he is Donation Development Coordinator for the Adult Rehabilitation Center and Family Stores. Thanks for joining us, Bill. Tell us about how the donation process works at the Salvation Army.
I appreciate you guys inviting us on. It kind of works like most others. People go to boxes, or they come to the donation center or the family store, and they donate goods, and those goods are brought into one of our warehouses, and then we sort through it and send it out to our four stores that we have located here in southern and central Maine. And those items are then sold in those stores, and the funds that we receive go to fund the Adult Rehabilitation Center located here in Portland.
And what is the Adult Rehabilitation Center? Is that a recovery program?
It is a recovery program. It's open to people with addiction from alcohol or opiates or, you know, homeless, you know, any point in someone's life when they're really low, you know, or they're down, they can come into the Adult Rehabilitation Center. And we have a program in place that's actually been running for about 100 years. There are adult rehabilitation centers across the country. You know, and they can come in and they go through a 6-month program, and you know, the funds from the sale of items at the stores helps us fund the Adult Rehabilitation Center.
And Bill, finally, what are you looking for in a Salvation Army donation, and what do you not really want?
Well, you know, we try to tell people, you know, if it's broken in your home, if you don't think, you know, it'd be something that you would, you know, give to somebody else or something like that. You know, those kind of things are kind of, you know, not what we're looking for. Clothes, if you were to sit in your house and you were to look around your house, you know, anything generally. And, you know, you can call our 800 number, the SA truck number, to have a free pickup. But generally clothes and furniture and household items, you know, those are the items that we're kind of looking for.
All right. Well, thank you, Bill. Bill Moriarty, Donation Development Coordinator with the Salvation Army of Northern New England.
Thanks, Jen.
And I'm going to start here with a Facebook post, because this is what I'm really hoping people will do today. Elaine posts, animal lovers can donate all kinds of household items to the ARC Thrift Shop in Blue Hill. Everything from dishes, kitchen utensils, to record albums and pet supplies. They don't take clothing. We'll go to Josh calling from Orland. Hi, Josh. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Thank you for inviting me on. I work for a largish nonprofit organization based in Orland, Maine, called Home Incorporated. And we have recently opened up a new thrift store in order to support our programs. So we take pretty much any and all donations. I'm not very particular. There are only a few things that that we don't take. And we try to repurpose as much as we can to lessen our impact on the environment. For instance, we have a weaving studio here that I have, when we get clothes that are ripped, torn, and stained, as I've heard other people speaking about, I will cut them up to make rag rugs. Or we also have an auto garage where I cut up old clothing to bring over there for rags.
That's terrific, Josh. I'm going to ask you if you will go on the MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page or have someone go in and put information about your organization. I appreciate your call. We do have a Facebook post. We are the Maine Housing and Building Materials Exchange, a Maine-based nonprofit helping Maine residents located in Lisbon. The mission of the BME is to benefit low-income Maine residents and the environment by providing new and reusable building materials at an affordable price and by educating people about home repairs. Anyone may donate materials to the Building Materials Exchange, individuals, contractors, lumberyards, manufacturers, corporations. So we are always looking for the following items: in good, clean order, new or used, kitchen and bath cabinetry, heating fixtures of any kind, stoves, furnaces, heat pumps, boilers, hot water tanks, furniture, etc. So that is on our Facebook page, the Maine Housing and Building Materials Exchange in Lisbon. Going to Tom, who's calling from Scarborough. Hi, Tom. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. Tom Doherty here from Camp Ketcha and the Portland Gear Hub. We take in at our Portland location at St. John Street used outdoor equipment of all types, mostly camping, backpacking, snowshoes, skis, skates, and also a lot of bicycles. We rehab bicycles, and those things get plowed back into our program, and also we sell those into the community for, so families can get outside and active at a fairly low price point. So.
Great. I see folks in our studio taking notes.
So, and we and then we also do programs so kids, younger people can volunteer down there, learn some bike skills. We have a great staff down there. But something that we do is we've got to, obviously, because you can get hurt on a bicycle if it's not properly done. So we have mechanics there that are rehabbing things and getting them back out into the community. And we have a program we're particularly proud of. We did in partnership with the Bicycle Coalition of Maine, which is Bikes for All Mainers. And that program brought in folks largely new to our community and taught them about road safety in the United States, and then also how to fix up a bicycle. And they got a used bicycle, so when they could get to work, they would have reliable transportation. So that put some people on bicycles and hopefully improved their economic outlook a little bit there. So
that's wonderful, Tom. And I did notice that somebody has already posted something on our Facebook page, which is great. Troy?
Yeah, Tom, this is Troy from Simply Sized Home. From time to time, we'll come across life jackets, and sometimes those can be a little bit of a difficult thing for us to place. Do you take life jackets?
And put them back out. We can't use helmets usually. Cans of gas and stuff for camping stoves, but by and large, most of the other stuff we can take in. We have some folks that do repairs to tents and sleeping bags and that kind of stuff, because, again, we don't want to see that in the waste stream either. So
I didn't hear your answer. Do you take life jackets?
We will, yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thanks so much for calling in. A Facebook post from Shoshana, she writes, Portland Adult Education gives students free books donated by the public. Children's books are particularly appreciated, as well as other books appropriate for English language learners. So there you go. Another terrific post on our Facebook page. We'll go to Joshua in Berwick. Hi, Joshua. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you doing, Jennifer?
Great.
I just want to tell you about an organization that's near and dear to my heart, which is Habitat for Humanity. Restores. They accept everything from furniture to countertops and cabinets, everything down to your nuts and bolts in your garage.
I've donated to Habitat for Humanity Restore. Joshua, do you know where in Maine there are Restores? What towns and cities have one?
I know Portland has one, and then the one that that I frequent a lot is Kennebunk. I'm sure you could. I'm sure users can Google their site and find other ones.
There's also one on Topsom, and we have brought a tremendous amount of items. Simply Sized Home has to the Restore. They've been an incredibly valuable resource for lots of lawn and garden tools and all kinds of, as you mentioned, nuts and bolts. I mean, entire wheeled organizers full of nuts and bolts and boxes of hand tools and things. They've been fantastic to work with.
And we've done the same when we've had estates donated mm-hmm. and things that wouldn't necessarily be just appropriate for within a store. And they've gladly and been yep. wonderful about accepting yep. those donations.
And they'll pick up larger items that we've struggled with physically to move. They'll send the team over to get the table saw out of the basement or the bandsaw or the grinder. So they've been super.
So that's Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Restore, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Joshua. We have an email from Anita. She writes, how do Furniture Friends and Goodwill handle furniture, couches, and mattresses with regard to the possibility that they might be infected with bed bugs?
That's a great question. And there is a bed bug problem that exists in many of our communities, and Furniture Friends certainly does not want to contribute to that in any way, shape, or form. So all donations that we receive at our warehouse, we inspect top to bottom, inside and out, to make sure that there's not any evidence of bed bug contamination. If there is, the item is disposed of. And then we also don't deliver furniture into homes that knowingly that we know are infested with bed bugs, because it just means that the furniture we deliver becomes disposed at some point because of the problem.
How common is that? How often do you have to refuse something?
It's not very common at all. In fact, I can't think of an instance in which we've received something that's contaminated.
All right. We're going to go to Elizabeth calling from Knox County. Hi, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got actually a couple ideas. One, a quick one, is that there needs to be with the various voucher and things like that for people that are struggling, there needs to be a voucher program set up in Maine for people that for car gas, specifically automobile gas, for people that to get to food kitchens and food shelves, because some people don't have public transportation and don't have other means. The other idea I wanted to point out is two other things. One is there needs to be an increase, some kind of system set up of training to help people that help with these type volunteer type organizations that do such wonderful caring for us all. But there needs to be some additional training about helping understand about Americans with disabilities, such as speech, language, learning disabilities, et cetera. And one other thought of a separate note is that there's a tremendous need, I've observed in more than one county, of donations of milk, cheese, dairy-type things like that, and also beef, meat but beef. Among other things, people should keep in mind being extra careful over the past year and months of various pet food, dog food recalls, and not just official recalls, but contamination issues.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth, thank you very much for your call. We're going to move on to Augusta and Eric. Hi, Eric. Go ahead. You're on Maine Calling.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for taking my call. I have two resources that people should know about for assistive technology. Equipment that people with disabilities use in their daily lives or work. And the two resources are called Get AT Stuff, GetAtStuff, which lists the equipment around New England from vehicles to lifts to walkers and home improvement equipment like grab bars. And that's classified listing. The other one is a program in Bangor called Alltech, Alltech, Recycle and Reuse Center. It's part of Spurwink, and they have a showroom of equipment that is very low cost and is available to people who show up and from walkers and bath benches, all kinds of equipment.
Eric, I'm going to keep you on the phone because an email just crossed from Sid. Could you ask if there's any place to usefully donate good quality 35-millimeter film cameras and lenses? Is that something that would be interesting to the folks at Alltech, or is it more computers and things like that?
I don't know if they even take computers.
Or cameras?
You would have to call Alltech.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thanks so much for calling. And if you haven't already, Eric, any information you could put on the Maine Calling Facebook page about Get AT Stuff and Alltech would be terrific. Thank you so much. Let me turn that one to you then, Trendy. Do you take 35-millimeter cameras?
We do. We love them. In fact, those are the type of items that we have a lot of teachers, professors that come in and they look for lower priced items to introduce into their classrooms. And so students who maybe couldn't bring their own camera or extras for if something happens. So we love that type of technology.
Okay. We'll move on to Bar Harbor and Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for hosting this program. I'm calling in from Bar Harbor, and I'm the executive director for the Bar Harbor Food Pantry. And part of what we have is Serendipity Resale Clothing Boutique. And we take donated clothing, men's, women's, children, jewelry, things like that. And all of our proceeds we sell at our store go towards purchasing food over at the pantry.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Jennifer, you know what I'm going to ask you? put something on our Facebook page, okay?
I'm doing that right now.
Okay, thanks so much. And the reason I ask everyone is I'm well aware that many people listening to the radio right now are listening in a car. They don't have a pen and pad in their lap, or hopefully they don't. So we can use the Facebook page as a resource. We do have to take another break. When we come back, more of your ideas. This is Maine Calling.
You make Maine Calling possible, as does the law firm of Eaton Peabody. Statewide practice, local service, with offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland.
President Obama came into office 8 years ago, promising to end the two wars he inherited. Instead, he's whittled them down.
Smart, sustainable, principled partnerships. That's how we brought most of our troops home. Nearly 180,000 troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, down to 15,000 today.
Obama's war legacy later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you can join us for All Things Considered with Nora Flaherty coming up this afternoon at 4. And we invite you to join us at 2 o'clock following Maine Calling. President Obama is holding what the White House is billing as his final news conference this afternoon, and NPR and Maine Public Radio will cover it live beginning at 2. Listen live at 2 on Maine Public Radio or online at mainepublic.org.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you're listening to Maine Calling. Today on the programming, donating household goods, what you can give and who you can give it to. With me today, Troy Pattison with Simply Sized Home, Trendy Stanchfield with Goodwill Industries of Northern New England, and Jen McAdoo with Furniture Friends. Join our conversation. Give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. We have a message from Katie on Facebook. The Locker Project is always accepting non-perishable foods. Cereal, oatmeal, granola bars, crackers, pasta, sauce, rice, mac and cheese, canned veggie, soup, and tuna. We have 20 pantries in Southern Maine schools for food insecure students and their families to access. So there we go. Another fantastic suggestion. I want to ask all of you, because there's overlap in what you accept, but there's also things that there's not overlap. Do you work together? If you get something trendy at Goodwill that is not a Goodwill, is not going to end up in a Goodwill store, do you look for another nonprofit to give that to?
Absolutely. We try to find it a home, wherever that might be. We have, in fact, 148 different partners in the state of Maine, different agencies that we work with for a variety of reasons. And so when we have an abundance of things, we will find homes for them. We would. And we were just talking before the show started, you know, if we have couches coming out of our ears, we want to work with folks like Furniture Friends to make sure that they get into homes. It doesn't do us any good to hold on to items. So we love partnerships.
Yeah. And our job, usually we're the first ones in the house, and then we get the privilege to work with Furniture Friends or Goodwill or Freeport Community Services or whoever would be most willing or able to come pick things up for free, which is a great benefit for our clients to have things picked up for free instead of having us drive all over town dropping things off. It's great to work with both these organizations, and it's very beneficial to our clients.
We've all seen whether somebody's downsizing or renovating, someone who is a dumpster outside of their house. I mean, it is a fact of life that some things can't be reused and recycled and given away. Do you have, Troy, a sort of general rule of thumb you say to people as they think about their stuff and they go through their stuff?
Well, we usually kind of work from the top down. When we enter a house, the first question we ask is, does your family want anything? And then if they don't want anything, or once they've taken what they want, we'll work down through the auction grade items, then the consignment shop grade items, then the donation site items. And usually there's not always a dumpster present, but there usually is always a little bit of leftover trash or non-usable items. And we do try to be respectful of the things that we drop off at Goodwill or ask Habitat to come pick up or Furniture Friends, and don't want to burden them with something that might not be of good use. And we have that kind of conversation with our clients so they know exactly where things may or may not be going or what kind of honest condition we think things are in that might not be so good for resale or donation.
And Trendy, you mentioned something about an estate sale earlier. Do you have people or an estate that say, someone has died, they call Goodwill, and Goodwill comes to the home. Is that something that Goodwill does?
We do not go to the home. Generally, we'll have somebody within the family comes and has come to a point where they're ready to get rid of the items, and they've then come to one of our donation centers and get rid of the items at that point. We don't go to pickup at this
point. You don't do pickup. Okay. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you provide that service. Are there other kinds of organizations throughout the state and companies that provide that service?
That provide the service of?
That you all do here in the greater Portland area.
Up until recently, we hadn't heard about too much, I guess, competition, if you will, but there have been a number of smaller organizations that we've heard about that have been popping up recently. And although I think we're pretty well established and our reputation precedes us, and I think we're in a pretty good place right now, but there's nothing wrong with a little good stiff competition too to keep ourselves sharp and on top of our game.
Okay, and we were talking about Furniture Friends earlier, Jen, and you said such change in the last year. Has this been a snowball effect as people have heard about Furniture Friends? More and more people are calling you with donations.
It's true. Some people think we're the best-kept secret in Portland. And as our visibility increases, we get more people interested in making donations. But we're also finding out about greater need in our area as well.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you have too many donations?
Not yet. And it's always cycling through our warehouse. So right now we're pretty flush with beds, but I know as of my trip to the warehouse yesterday, we had one couch. So we're in need of couches right now. And it just depends on the needs of our clients that we're serving and what comes into the warehouse and what goes out. So it's an ever-changing occurrence.
And I know in your website, you ask folks to be respectful of the clients and not donate things that are torn or stained. But people may have something that has a little stain, and they wonder, is that a disqualifying factor? Sort of, how would you ask people to assess their furniture before deciding whether or not it's worthy of a donation?
Well, the wonders of technology certainly help in that process. And now, with the click of a camera on your phone, you can text us a picture and our operations director can make a quick assessment as to whether or not the stain or tear is in an inconspicuous spot and we can work around it, But people have been very considerate and recognizing that this is going into somebody else's home. I think people are mindful of that before they call us.
We're going to go to Danny, who's calling from Portland. Hi, Danny. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. I was just calling. I work for an organization called Combi Tante that actually shares a warehouse with Furniture Friends, and we accept a different type of donation. We are an organization that works with Portland's sister city, Cap Haitien, which is in the north of Haiti, and we accept medical supplies and medical equipment from around the state that we send down on shipping containers to two hospitals and two clinics. So people can go to healthyhaiti.org. and see our list of items that we always need. We work on a pull system so people can contact us and find out what it is that people in Haiti are requesting for use. And we only send down items that we know will be used in the health system. But people who received hospice care or home care or getting over an illness or an injury often have items that they may not use again, and they are often things that can be repurposed and reused by people in Haiti. So just wanted to encourage people who have other types of items like that to reach out to us and see if there's a good fit.
All right, Danny, thanks so much for calling today. We have an email from Charles. He asks, who funds Furniture Friends?
That's a great question. Over the past several years, we've been fortunate to receive grants from a number of foundations, but we also get a lot of donations from individuals throughout the community, businesses as well. So it's a combination.
All right. And a question here from Shirley. Looking for where to bring prom dresses for reuse, also women's workplace clothing for prisoners, for example. Have you, Troy, had someone looking to find a home for women's workplace clothing?
Actually, that's one of the largest voids that we see. Mm. There used to be an outfit in Portland called Dress for Success, and I think they have been out of business for 4 or 5 years. And You know, we bring things like that to Goodwill. However, sometimes we're dealing with a grade of business clothing that, frankly, our customers would like us to dig a little bit deeper and find, a business-style consignment shop, which we're not aware of at this point. And ultimately, those things will go to Goodwill, which is fine. But there does seem to be a void in that kind of spectrum of donation organizations that would be filled by an organization like that. So the answer is that's a difficult one for us, but we do usually end up taking them to Goodwill, which is great.
And we do a little programming around that when we are, folks are coming in for job training or getting back into the workforce or perhaps a first job. We will take them to our stores, and we not only talk about how they can look good on a budget and they can be work appropriate. So I would say, we need all levels of workwear because we don't know who's walking in our door looking for a job. And they don't always have the money up front to need that suit that they have to wear to that job. So
And that's probably some education that we need to pass on to our own clients to let them know that, whatever misconception that we talked about earlier that people might have about Goodwill, everybody shops at Goodwill, and this will be certainly repurposed in a most appropriate way, no matter what level of clothing it is.
So folks in your job training program are brought into the stores to help them find clothing that would be appropriate
oftentimes
for work.
And that goes hand in hand with how to live on a budget. So really talking about money handling and, just the broader spectrum about how they can utilize Goodwill in lots of different ways for their lifestyle.
We're going to go to Kyle, who's calling from Portland. Hi, Kyle. Go ahead.
Hello. How's it going?
Great.
I'm calling from the Portland Gear Hub. We are an outdoor gear nonprofit run by Camp Ketcha.
Yeah, Tom from Camp Ketcha called earlier, Kyle. We asked him to make sure there's something on our there was something on our Facebook page, so I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for doing the show. I think it's really great.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day. We're going to go to Suzanne calling from Franklin County. Hi, Suzanne. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say that I wanted to know whether you can designate, particularly I'm thinking Goodwill, but some of the other places, maybe they're smaller, so you can, that you want the item to be sold as long as it's something they normally would sell in their store. You don't want it to go out to a higher-end market because sometimes people donate things because they think they have nice things and that other people might not be able to afford those things, so they want them to go at low prices. And I know that many people I know over the last 10 years have started cutting the labels out of their clothes because some chains of thrift stores, not all, have cut out labels. And I can see if it's like, whatever, Cartier or something like that, which I don't think they make clothes. But, because they charge more, even if it says L.L. Bean or something, maybe I want them to make that money. But part of the reason for taking the trouble to donate something nice is that somebody who can't afford it has the opportunity to buy something that's a little bit better quality. And so I wondered whether or not you can designate that if you have a Wedgwood vase or something, you want it to just go right in there with the vases. You don't really want them to take it to auction or to although I could see some discretion in this, but in general, I don't like the idea that they repick through my things to try to get the most money.
Does Goodwill do this?
About it.
Trendy, if you find something valuable, do you take it to an auction to try to make more money for your services?
We actually have our own eBay page where we will look through donations, and it's a very small amount, a very small percentage of the donations. But if we, our goal is to get the most dollars out of a donation in order to provide for our services. So if that means we can sell something at a much higher price point on eBay, we'll do so. But it's less than 10% of our donations that we actually are able to do that with art. And generally it's finer items, high-end technology art, vases or things like she mentioned.
Sure. And Suzanne asked, can someone, when they're donating, say, I don't want this to go into this category? Can we be that specific with our donations?
That would be really difficult. Just we don't have an inventory system like that. What we take in is what we take out. And when you donate to that store, it goes on that store's shelf. So it's not sent back to a building to be redistributed. It is put on that store's floor. So we have Goodwills that have different reputations for having different types of products, and that's because of the neighborhoods and the communities they're in. Those are the donations coming out of those respective communities.
All right. I think we have time for one more call. We'll go to Elizabeth calling from Knox County. Hi, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Yeah. Another thought is there's a need for donation of personal things like Depends,
Band-Aids, triple antibiotic cream if somebody's got an infection, vinegar for people that, you know, vinegar, hydrogen peroxide. Some people have chemical allergies and need alternative substances to be a clean or tend to bodily whatevers. So it's just important need that the people need to realize some of these basics that people take for granted.
Elizabeth, do you know of a place to donate things like this?
Well, sometimes there's some food shelves in Maine and some of the services that are already out there that are set up to, sometimes if there's some of them that if they have it, they'll have it available, or somebody may ask and they may, and they'll check if somebody needs the baby diapers, for instance. But I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'm just a member of the general public that happens to have observed various patterns in more than one place.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you for your call today. We have an email from the folks at Ripple Effect, which is an outdoor education program that takes outdoor equipment, adventure gear, boats, etc. So I hope someone from Ripple Effect will also post information on our Maine Calling Facebook page. And I hope people continue to do so throughout the afternoon and evening. If you know somebody who maybe didn't hear this program but has a terrific nonprofit organization that is looking for donations, please post it on at facebook.com/Maine Calling. We're almost out of time, but Jen, I want to end on you, sort of a philosophical thought, if you will, about giving, about donating items that are gently used.
It's a great way to put our material goods to good use in our communities. And an organization like Furniture Friends is based and focuses on our service area in Greater Portland. But there are plenty of organizations, as we've just heard, doing great work throughout the state. So I do think it's worth people's while. I mean, I think with a business like Simply Sized Home, where people are actually paying to find ways to distribute their goods so that they can find a useful life, there's obviously a need and a desire to see our things help others.
Well, thank you all for being here today. Trendy Stanchfield is with Goodwill Industries of Northern New England, where she's the Senior Director of Mission Investment and Communication. Jen McAdoo is Executive Director of Furniture Friends, and Troy Pattison is with Simply Sized Home, helping people with downsizing. John Keimel ran the board today. You can find past editions of Maine Calling, as well as a link to our audio archives at mainecalling.net. Today's program will be rebroadcast this evening at 8 o'clock. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. Coming up next is a special live broadcast of President Obama's final press conference. And tomorrow on the program, on the eve of the presidential inauguration, we have political commentator and author E.J. Dion, who joins us to look back at the Obama presidency and look ahead to what may be in store for American politics under a Trump administration. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.